experts in the morning on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. And we talk about it every day, Corey, so get used to it. It's Closer Report.
Oh, God.
Sponsored by Matt Modica, I guess, by CCM Baseball. Closer Report sponsored by CCM Baseball.
I love it.
How's that?
All right, so what are we doing with these one-inning players once again? That's a lovely job to have. No, you know what? I'm about to say it's a lovely job to have because you only got to get three outs and you get paid good money and like you'll be the hero.
It's a big three outs.
But yeah, you can also be the GOAT, you know what I'm saying?
You can definitely be the GOAT.
People remember you too, you know what I mean? That son of a gun, he gave up that home run, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
We were trying to win our first World Series in 40 years. The whole stadium in Queens was rocking, and that son of a gun gave up that home run, and the Yankees won again.
Right. So anyway.
This whole thing in Texas has gotten ugly pretty fast.
What's going on here? Let's talk about this because Sam Dyson is. What the hell is going on? Sam Dyson, Jeremy Jeffries, what happened? Explain it to me.
So basically, what happened is we had another really good game. This has been a really fun series with Cleveland and Texas. A lot of runs back and forth, which is for us fantasy owners great. And Cleveland has always wound up on the good side of things, as they are 3-0 while the Rangers are 0-3. So not a good start for the Rangers. Pitching wise, the starters were again very similar, right? Danny Salazar pitched 5 2/3, allowed 5 runs, 5 hits, 9 strikeouts. So Danny Salazar pitched to a Danny Salazar line. Not a surprise here. For Cole Hamels, 6 innings, 5 hits, 4 runs, 4 strikeouts. He picked him to be a little better, but
my top ones teams. I'm satisfied.
Are you? Because it was a quality start. Technically, there's only 3 runs earned.
Yeah, exactly. Three runs earned. I don't like the the 3 earned runs. They let him. He pitched 90. He threw 91 pitches though. It's just a 4 ERA. So he's going
4-5. Right?
Yeah. This is Cleveland. Cleveland's a good team. They're going to be there. They're going to be there in October.
They probably will. So you had a really back and forth game. Indians have some runs. The Rangers have some runs. Back and forth. And it kind of calms down as. The Rangers had a 6-4 lead. 6-4 lead. It finally calmed down after about the 6th, 7th inning. And Rangers were just doing their thing, bringing their bullpen. They bring in Tony Barnett in the 7th. Bring in Matt Bush in the 8th. Matt Bush looks good. 2 strikeouts there. That looks nice. Nice. And then after blowing the save on opening day, blowing a tie game, on opening day, they bring in their closer, Sam Dyson.
Sam Dyson, ladies and gentlemen. This is our closers coming to the mound.
Now, there were two closers specifically, that Matt Modica said, I'm not interested in this year. One was Tony Watson, who he's been very, very strong about.
Yeah, we've heard him talk about Watson.
He doesn't like Sam.
Dislikes Sam Watson.
He'd rather Corey Parson close to the Pirates than Tony Watson.
Yeah.
And the other one was Sam Dyson. You didn't like him.
I didn't like him, man. I was starting to turn the other way, being like, the Rangers really need him. They want him there.
But ultimately, you didn't like him.
No, I didn't like him. That's true.
And Sam Dyson didn't do very well, Corey. Sam Dyson got one out. He walked in a runner. That was Carlos Santana. And then Francisco Lindor goes boom in the grandest way possible. He went boom for the second time last night.
He walked in a runner on 4 pitches. He walked Carlos Santana 4 straight balls.
I like Carlos Santana.
Francisco Lindor kicked in the door last night, and he's ready to show. He's prime time, budding superstar.
This guy's going to be a good player, but he's already.
I mean, just look at.
But Matt, you can't beat the guy up for giving up the Lindor is good.
Come on. He's had 2 appearances this season. 2 appearances. 1 inning, 7 hits, 8 runs, all earned, 2 walks, no strikeouts, and a grand slam to boot. That is
McCutcheon
not
McCutcheon don't have
done.
No hits. Mm-hmm.
I'd rather be McCutcheon right now than Sam Dyson. Sam Dyson will get the next opportunity. If he fails, he'll either end up on the 10-day DL for some bogus injury.
Yeah.
Or will be
forearm tightness.
And be pitching in low leverage situations.
72 ERA. It's going to be hard to get that down.
Yeah. So Sam Dyson, after the game, Jeff Banister said, listen, We need Sam Dyson to be the guy. We want Sam Dyson to be the guy. We're happy that his velocity was up yesterday, or up, yes, up on Wednesday night from where it was on opening day on Monday. But obviously, ultimately, he has to get hitters out. So he will get the next chance. We still believe in Sam, and Matt Bush is winning the wings.
When you walk two people right off the rip,
not a good start.
Just terrible. Those walks always come back to haunt you.
I did get to catch that, and I changed the channel, went back to MLB Network, got to watch the implosion happen, and after that I went to bed.
And Jeremy Jeffries got two guys out in four pitches, or six pitches after that.
So this Jeffries guy is more than likely going to get the gig.
It's
going to be close. Yeah. I think they lean Matt Bush, because remember, 6-7-8, in that eighth inning, assuming they weren't going to go deeper, they went to Matt Bush, not Jeremy Jeffries. And we talked a little bit about this yesterday. Modiga thinks Jeffries is a bit overrated. So I think Matt Bush would be the guy.
Yeah, if I'm putting the money down, it's on Bush. The only hesitation I have is, do they want to use Bush in more of that?
Seventh, eighth inning, Andrew Miller style? Like,
that's the only, but I think if Dyson blows it again or has another meltdown on the mound, the hand will be forced. This is like that last dreaded vote of confidence that usually never turns out good.
So, let me ask a strategic question to you guys. Sam Dyson's got blown up twice. You always want to be early on closers, Matt, right? You always want to try to get them before they cost you anything in FAB. Probably too late now, but...
Yeah.
But... Sam Dyson is still a closer. But Corey, you don't want to just chase one category, as you always tell me.
Yeah.
You don't want to waste FAB on a one category. And it's a merry-go-round at this position.
Yep.
So how early should we be picking up these setup guys? Like, how early should I pick up in Pittsburgh, or you hate Tony Watson, Danny Hudson, or Juan Nicasio?
Probably this week.
So should I go pick up? But you want me to waste a roster spot here on Matt Bush right now? He's not the closer.
I mean, if Matt Bush is available, I think you have to. You have to.
Would you rather own right now Matt Bush or Santiago Casilla?
I'd rather own Matt Bush.
Why?
Because I don't know if Casilla is really the closer. I don't know if Casilla can hold that job. The A's are not a good team. Texas is one of the better teams in the American League. Matt Bush is a supreme talent after what he showed last season. So I'm thinking if he gets that job, he's going to keep that job, and he could be an elite closer.
See, and that's why it's important to, like, if you're going to play this game, if you're playing this closer game, you got to be on. When you see this type of performance, you should have been on this yesterday. You feel what I'm saying? That's how you got to attack this so it don't cost you $30,000 in FAB.
I'm sorry. For me, I'm going with Casilla. One guy has the job, one guy doesn't.
I totally understand it's
kind of that simple for me. And Jeff Bannister already came out last night and said, listen, to me, Sam Dyson's the guy. Give me the guy that has the job versus the guy that might. We don't even know for sure that Bush is getting the job.
No, you are right about that, but you got to play the spec game here. You have to play it. Bannister has to say that last night. You know, he's going to give him one more chance.
Right.
I promise you, if he comes out this weekend
bombed again,
and gets bombed again, he will not see another show.
See, because a good manager, you feel what I'm saying, has to be like, but Sam, come, Sam, let me holler at you. Sam, what the hell is going on? You know, is it something? Are you hurt? Are you injured? Is it something going on in your personal life? You know, we plan on playing deep into the season.
Did you fall down the stairs?
We plan on playing deep into the season. And, young man, right now, you know, we got to figure out what's going on, because we need you in this spot. People are asking me questions. You know, we got a couple guys that we feel pretty strongly about coming up behind you. I want to give you the best chance at holding on to this job, you know what I mean? Because we're kind of vested in this together, Sam. Is there anything that I can do? Is there something going on? Like, what's the story? Now, Greg, you be Sam Dyson.
You know, I just didn't get it done. I was throwing hard. I felt good out there, and I just couldn't find the plate.
Are you hurt, son?
No, I'm good.
You're fine. Is there something going on in your personal life?
Skip, I'm good.
All right, so you do understand you have to go out there and you have to face the media. They're going to ask these tough questions because you're not playing well right now.
I understand.
Do you think this job is too much for you?
No.
I understand.
This is the job I want to do.
I understand.
I want this job.
It takes a certain mentality to be a big league closer. Do you have that mentality?
Yes. I have the closer mentality. Because I believe it's a real thing.
I'm going to continue to let you get these opportunities. But if we keep getting these same results, Sam, I'm going to have to put you in a lesser profile.
I understand. I'll do whatever you want that's best for the team, but I will turn this around. I will keep my job.
Matt, do you believe him?
Can I try out for the role of Matt Bush?
Oh, okay, here we go.
Okay.
All right, so Matt, so Sam, thank you.
I appreciate it, Skip. I'll see you
Sam,
later.
Go out there, talk to the media, yep, do the right thing.
Absolutely.
Don't run away from this. Lindor's a good player.
I will let you down.
Lindor's a good player.
I know, I know.
It's nothing really to be embarrassed about.
I appreciate
about.
It.
Well, the ERA is 72, but that's, you know.
We'll get it better.
So, can you send Matt in here?
Yeah, hey, Matt. Matty, Jeff wants to talk to you.
Matt, what's going on?
I'm feeling pretty good today, Skip.
So, I know you've been watching what's going on with Sam, you know. Listen, we want to give Sam best support, the best opportunity. It is his gig. He's been rough out to start. You, on the other hand, you're pitching well. Do you think, as teammates, is Sam going through something? Has Sam talked about being injured? Does he have something in his personal life?
Well, Skip, all I know is I'm swinging something right now. You can't see it, but I'm swinging something. And it's pretty big.
Okay, Matt. All right.
You're disgusting. Sorry, I'm not in the room. Sorry.
Yeah, Bush. So, do you think if, like, what should I do in this situation? You're the Skip. Put yourself in my shoes.
I think you get one more chance. If that doesn't work, we got to try and win a World Series this year, right?
Yeah, we do have to try to win the World Series.
I got fans out there. You know,
I think it takes a certain mentality.
Oh, Jesus. To sorry.
Sam. I think it takes a certain mentality.
Have you seen my backstory? What I've been through in my life?
Yes.
I think closing in Texas is just a mere thing on the list. I can do it.
You can do the job.
Put me in, coach.
You can do the job.
Or send you back to jail.
Yeah. Well, I'd rather not go back to jail.
No. All right, so listen. To keep this conversation between us,
Sam looks like he's got his ear on the door, though.
We're going to support Sam publicly. I like for you to do the same thing, because they're going to be asking you questions.
He's like my brother from another mother.
So let's hold that line right there, right? And then we'll see throughout the course, because I got Jeffries too.
Yeah, Jeffries ain't that good.
You shouldn't be talking about your teammates like this.
You want this guy to be your closer?
He's not as good as me. That's all I'm trying to say. You know, sometimes you got to sell yourself.
All right.
You want that guy to be the closer?
Okay, I'm
the man.
I want you to be comfortable. You got any issues? You come to me, let me know, and then you know you keep this conversation between us. And then I'll be honest with you. I'm going to have a talk with Jeffries too.
Oh, you should.
All right. Who wants to be Jeffries? I'll be doing that.
I'll be Jeffries. I'm back.
Huh?
I'm back as Jeremy Jeffries.
You want me?
Yeah, I'm back. Or would you like to be Jeremy?
You want to go to break first? Or no. You want to do it right now?
We'll do it right now. We can't interrupt this, can we?
Jeremy.
Oh, hello.
Let me highlight you for a minute.
Yes. Should I go back to Matt Bush and I go back to jail together?
No. So, did you see what happened with obviously you're on the damn team.
Yeah, I am.
Is there something going on with Sam that we don't
know
about?
He's good. He's good, Skip.
But he's not pitching well right now.
No, he's not. He's pitching poorly.
So, I got this closer thing. If Sam keeps this up, I'm going to have to take this away from him.
Yeah, of course. I'd love the opportunity.
You would love the opportunity?
Yeah. Not that I want to take Sam's job.
But Matt has been doing well. Bush has been doing well.
Matt's been doing great. But you know, remember when he traded for me before last year in Milwaukee, like I had a great year. I saved a lot of games for Milwaukee last year.
You did.
I was really good last year.
I know you have the closer stuff.
I got the mentality, too.
You have the mentality to be a closer?
Yeah.
Do you
just give me a shot.
First and foremost, do you think I should take this away from Sam?
I think you do what's ever best for the team. If you really have the best for the team, I will pitch in any role you want me to pitch in.
I got Sam. Mm-hmm. I got you,
yeah,
and I got Matt. Mm-hmm. Something's got to give.
I understand.
Do you think I should go to a committee?
Whatever's best for the team. You just tell me when to pitch, and I'll be there.
Thank you, son. I appreciate that.
You got it.
All right, there you go.
There you go.
Listen, keep this conversation between us.
Okay.
When you talk to people in the media, will probably come up to you asking you about closer and stuff like that.
Right.
Just, you know, whatever the team line, it works in the media.
Okay.
And then the three of us will all be in conversation to figure out what we're going to do. But right now, I want you to continue to support Sam. I want you to continue to support Matt. Okay. And just kind of just play the team role. As we go further and try to make more decisions, I'll let you know. You know, you if you don't hear it from me, right. From my mouth,
yes, sir.
Don't believe it.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Jeff.